الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی اللہم افتح علینا حکمتک وانشر علینا رحمتک یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. او اللہ عز و جل, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں, یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دہا نہیں. تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا, تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا. واہ کیا مرتبہ غوث ہے بالا تیرا, اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم آلہ تیرا. مرحبا مرحبا, ویلکم ونس اگین ٹو اندر ایپیسوڈ آف دس پروگرام کال دا ارلی ایکو. انشاء اللہ our routine for the day is basically commencing with the recitation of durood after praising Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then listening to the virtues of reciting durood e pak, thereafter a kalam, and then our discussion shall be rotating around the answers of Ala Hazrat to Islamic queries. یعنی ملفوظات اعلیٰ حضرت میں جو سوالات کیے گئے ہیں اعلیٰ حضرت سے, تو اس کے جو جوابات ہیں جو اعلیٰ حضرت نے ارشاد فرمائے, تو ان شاء اللہ عز و جل وی آر گوئنگ ٹو بی لسننگ ٹو دوز آنسرز ٹو دا اسلامک کویریز اینڈ کویسچنز دیٹ ور آسکڈ ٹو ہز ایمیننس. لیٹس کمینس ود دی ریسیٹیشن آف درود اینڈ صلاۃ علی النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ایز دا پروفٹ آف رحمہ, دا انٹرسس آف دا امہ, دا اونر آف جنہ, ارواحنا فدا, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has stated, من صلی علی مئتن کتب اللہ بین عینیہ براءت من النفاق و براءت من النار و اسکنہ اللہ یوم القیامت مع الشہداء. اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers, listen to this particular hadith. As the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who recites Durood-e-Pak 100 times upon me, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall inscribe between his eyes that this person is freed from hypocrisy and he is freed from the hellfire, and on the day of judgment he will be resurrected and raised amongst the shuhada. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And in today's program, as I said, questions related questions that were posed to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali and the answers given to them is what we are going to be discussing. Listen to this particular kalam. Khaake Madina hoti main khaksar hota. Allahu Akbar. So this is a beautiful kalam. Ise sunte hain, and when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مدینہ ساڑی جانے, مدینہ ساڑی جانے, مدینہ ساڑی جانے, مدینہ ساڑی جانے, خاک مدینہ, خاک مدینہ, خاک مدینہ, خاک مدینہ, خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا, ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار.
سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے آقا گر کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مسار ہوتا
کے آقا بے کس کو گر بلاتے کس کو گر بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا زمین ہوتی طیبہ میں گر میسر دو گز زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا ان کے قریب بستا ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا
سار ہوتا طیبہ بلائے مدینہ میرا ذکر ہوتا
مر مٹ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر گھر ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا اور میں غبار بن کر اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ
سالک ہوئے ہو ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا دل مضطرب کو لیکن مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا جی ہاں بڑا پیارا 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 کلام ہم نے صبح صبح سنا ہے ماشاء اللہ اینڈ دس از دا اسٹیٹ آف ایوری لور آف بلاور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اف آئی ہیڈ یو نو فاؤنڈ اور گاٹ دا سینڈ اینڈ ڈسٹ آف مدینہ المنورہ دین آئی وڈ ہیو بیکم پارٹ آف اٹ اللہ اکبر آئی وڈ ہیو اٹین نسبہ اینڈ کنیکشن ود دا سینڈ اینڈ ڈسٹ آف مدینہ المنورہ دس از واٹ ایوری لور اینڈ ایوری عاشق رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لکس فارورڈ ٹو اٹیچ ہمسیلف ود ایوری تھنگ دیٹ ہیز کنیکشن ود دا بلاور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ تعالیٰ اس نسبت کو قائم و دائم رکھیں اللہ تعالیٰ اس محبت کو مزید بڑھائیں مے وی اٹین مور پراکسمٹی اینڈ کلوزنس آف دا بلاور رسول صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم اللہ اکبر سو دس از دا ریالٹی ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینہ چینل الحمد للہ ایز آئی سیڈ ارلیئر ود ریگارڈس ٹو دا ڈسکشن دیٹ وی آر گن بی ڈسکسنگ دا ملفوظات آف اعلیٰ حضرت اسلامک کویریز اینڈ کوسچنز آسکڈ ٹو ہز ایمیننس اینڈ دا آنسرز ہی ہیڈ گیون ٹو دوز کویریز ان شاء اللہ عز و جل the questions and answers which we are reading out are the very same questions which were asked to His Eminence and mashallah the later ulama had compiled those questions and answers which were asked and given dear viewers alhamdulillah today we are honored to go through some of the questions and answers which ala hazrat had answered and this is a very beautiful book called malfuzat e ala hazrat it's quite mashallah thick book yani there's lots and lots of information here This is besides Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, which is, subhanAllah, in many, many volumes. So let's go through a few questions and listen to the answers, and this will increase us, this will assist and help us increase general knowledge, our understanding to the deen, because these questions are not specific to Salah or any other subject in Islam, but they are various questions pertaining and relating to different, aspects of Islam. So one question I had asked, which days are good for travel. اب دیکھیں نا سفر ہم سب کرتے ہیں آپ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم بھی کرتے ہیں اور بہت سارے لوگ ایسے ہیں جو دن کو نہیں چلا پاتے ہیں رات کو چلاتے ہیں بہت سارے لوگ ایسے ہیں جو رات ہی کو چلا پاتے ہیں دن کو نہیں چلاتے ہیں سو دے آر پیپل دیٹ لائک ٹو ٹریول ان دا ڈے دے آر سم ادرز ہو لائک ٹو ٹریول ایٹ نائٹ دے آر سم دیٹ لائک ٹو ٹریول ان دا ویکینڈز ویئر ادرز لائک ٹو ٹریول ان دا ویک ڈیز واٹ از دا کریکٹ میتھڈ آف ٹریولنگ یعنی وچ ڈیز آر گڈ for traveling now from an islamic point of view ala hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated monday and saturdays remember this dear viewers mondays and saturdays the hadith sharif states that if a person begins his travel before sunrise on a saturday allahu akbar he begins his travel before sunrise on a Saturday, then I, yani the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am his security. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Yani the Prophet himself is a security to the one who commences with his journey before sunrise on a Saturday. Yani ye hadith hai pak mein. Now Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Din says, Alhamdulillah, yani Allah ki hamd. After he prays Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, my second trip for Hajj and my return were within these 3 days. The second time when I set on this beautiful journey of pilgrimage, then my journey was on these 3 days. So Alhamdulillah, we have learned something different that if you did not know, koshish kare. Agar aapka safar isse qabl, isse pehle, mazid important hai, aham hai, to aap kare safar. Lekin if there's, if you can travel within these 3 days, then try doing so, because remember, the benefit of this is that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your security himself. Yani, through his blessings, Allah azza wa jalla shall keep you saved and sound from calamities and problems. Alhamdulillah. Another question, dear viewers of Madani Channel, which is also very informative and teaches us to learn more about the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone had asked, what was the age of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu when he radiyallahu anhu had embraced Islam? What was the age of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu? The answer which Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala has given here, subhanallah, he states that he was 38 years old. Allahu Akbar. 38 years old. And furthermore, with the exception of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu, the rest of the three companions and Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu were 63 at the time of their wisal. At the time of their death, yani at the time of their pardah in this dunya, their demise in this world, there was a difference in dates, but their age were more or less the same, yani 63. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, likewise, there are so many other Islamic questions that we could be benefiting from, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and we will be learning. Another beautiful question that was asked, and the answer to this is also very, very nice and important, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's learn these questions, inshallah, and the answers to them as well. A questioner had asked, and this questioner is none other than, the Khalifa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abdul Alim Siddiqi, Mirti Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who was present and asked the noble Imam this particular question, which I'm going to be mentioning now. He asked, what was the first thing that was created by Allah Azza wa Jal? What was the first thing ever to be created? Allahu Akbar. And the answer to this, Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali presented the Hadith Sharif of Jabir. Jabir radiyallahu anhu had asked this question, and the answer that he got from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this, O Jabir, verily the first thing Almighty Allah had created was the noor of your Nabi from his noor. Allahu Akbar. The information and narrations, of course, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, which we are providing. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, these are some informative and beautiful questions. We even have some Madani pools, inshallah, which we're going to be listening to in a moment time. But remember, this is the reality, that if it was not for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah azza wa jalla would have never created anything on this world. Our existence depends upon the existence of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our being and our reality is because of his existence. If he was not to be created by Allah azza wa jalla, then nothing on this planet would have ever been created. As an ummati, this is the least you and I could do, is to show appreciation and shukr. Yani, this is actually the right of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, that we should love him, respect him. We're supposed to respect him, we're supposed to obey him, love him, adhere to his sunnah and teachings, follow his commandments. This is the truth and reality. Because whatever we have today, all of this happiness, if we're enjoying the life of this lifetime, it is through the sadaqah of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Hazrat farmate hai na,
wo jo na the to kuch na tha, wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, wo jo na the to کچھ نہ تھا وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو جان ہے وہ جہان کی جان ہے تو جہان ہے پڑھیے صلی
جی ہاں وہ جو نہ تھے تو کچھ نہ تھا اور وہ جو نہ ہو تو کچھ نہ ہو نتھنگ وڈ ہیو ایور کم ان ٹو ایگزٹنس اف اللہ عز و جل ہیڈ ناٹ کریٹڈ رسول کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ از وائی وی سیلیبریٹ دا مولود دیٹ از وائی وی ریسائٹ حمز اینڈ نعت اینڈ آل دیس قصائد ان دا شان آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بیکاز دس از دا لیسٹ یو کڈ ڈو ٹو میک شکر ٹو اللہ ٹو گیو گریٹیٹیوڈ اینڈ تھینکس ٹو ہیم اپون دس باؤنٹی دیٹ ہی سینٹ ہز بیلوڈ حبیب ٹو اس فار آور ریفارمیشن فار آور گائیڈنس ٹو برنگ اس ٹو لائٹ ٹو ریموو اس فرام ڈارکنیس آف انفیڈیلیٹی آف سننگ اوپنلی In the pits of sins, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been drowned and it is through His karam and mercy, Allah Azza wa Jalla provides rozi for us, gives us life and whatever else we have in our lives. So all of this credit goes actually to the leader of this ummah, the leader of this nation, the master of both the worlds, who is none other than a piece of our hearts and mind, Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us full understanding of this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Inshallah, we have a Madani pool that we would like for our viewers to listen to, inshallah, azza wa jal. This Madani pool, especially for the viewers out there, kindly watch this until we do return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The awliya Allah are a great gift for the ummah. They are shining examples of piety, good conduct, and nobility. Subhanallah, when we study the lives of the awliya Allah, like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu an, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmed Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, Subhanallah, we find so many lessons, so many pearls of wisdom can be extracted from their lives. And one thing that the awliya Allah are known for, and you will find this in all of the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that they were consistent in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a great part of their piety, their taqwa, that they always performed ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. For example, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala was a devout worshipper. So much so that it's said regarding him, it's written and recording regarding him in his biography, that for 15 years straight, 15 years, it's not a small amount of time, 15 years straight, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, he recited the Quran completely every single night. Now just imagine, just reflect upon that. We probably recite the Quran once a year in Ramadan Kareem. Or at most maybe two or three times, every single night for 15 years straight. Ghusl Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu an recited the complete Quran. Now this was his attachment to the Quran, this was his love for the Quran, this was his ibadah, this was his steadfastness upon good deeds, subhanallah. And we pray that for the sake of the awliya Allah, the saints of Allah Jalla wa Ala, that we are granted a portion of the same as well. Because if we receive that same ability, subhanallah, and we recite the Quran as well profusely, then no doubt we will gain great blessings in the dunya and more importantly in the akhirah as well.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we have now come to the end of the program. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we hope that you have enjoyed this program for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So many things could have been said and so many things can still be said, mashallah. There are so many questions regarding Qur'an-e-Pak, namaz, roza, hajj, zakat. And these Q&As are on actually the special event known as Madani Mudhakira. There's lots you could be learning from this channel, dear viewers. These are the similar questions that are posed with regards to namaz, raka'ats, ruku, tilawat of the Holy Quran and Pak. It's about hukukullah, hukukul ibad. So why miss out? There's so much you could learn. And since we don't have the time, right, we all are very busy. So you can, inshallah, Azawajal, via the social media such as the YouTube channel, watch and follow the Madini Mudhakira. If for some reason you have not made it to watch the program during its lifetime, so you can always watch these repeats and increase your general knowledge. May Allah forgive us. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu, Allahu.